Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening, my sisters. Good evening, my brothers. I thank you, Jesus, for another opportunity. What a wonderful day it is. Oh, it's been a wonderful day. I look forward when we spend time together, when we can lay aside all of the things that we've been through throughout the day, when we can come together as sisters and brothers in Christ and just lay a request at the altar, when we can just lay all of our ups and our downs at the feet of Jesus Christ, when we can get together just like a family reunion and we can just share with each other the goodness of our Father, our Abba Father, the goodness of His grace, the goodness of His mercy. We can share our love with each other that He has shed on us, even though we may never, ever look each other eye to eye. We can honestly look at each other and say through our voice, through our love for each other, through our Father. See, He stands in the middle, and He reaches out and grabs us both. And the way that you love Him is the way that I love Him. So my love goes to Him, and He to you, and you to Him, and back to me. Hallelujah. It surrounds us all. And that love, whether we ever see each other again, whether we ever even speak to each other again on another broadcast, that love is genuine love. I can genuinely say I love the Lord. And if I love the Lord, I love His children. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord Jesus. And that's enough for me to say thank you. That's a joy in my heart. That's a joy in my heart. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because you are who you are. I thank you for what you're doing, going to do, and what you're doing right now. Thank you. I thank you. God has a word for His children. Everybody ready to reach out? Hallelujah. Open your arms and get ready to receive. Thank you, Jesus. Reading coming out of Proverbs today for our scripture. Starting with Proverbs verse 12. Proverbs verse 12. Remember, we always need the word. That is our sword. We also need a pen and paper. Thank you, Jesus. It says, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, and he who hates correction is stupid. It says, a good man obtains favor from the Lord, but the Lord condemns a crafty man. A man cannot be established through wickedness, but the righteous cannot be uprooted. A wife of noble character is her husband's crown, but a disgraceful wife is like decay to his bones. The plans of the righteous are just, but the advice of the wicked is deceitful. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, but the speech of the upright rescues them. Wicked men are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous stands firm. A man is praised according to his wisdom, but men with warped minds are despised. He's got a warped mind that are despised. Better to be a nobody and yet have a servant than pretend to be somebody and have no food. Reading on, verse 10. A righteous man cares for the needs of his animal, but the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel. He who works his land will have abundant food, but he who chases fantasies lacks judgment. Listen, my sisters and brothers, the word is speaking to us today. Verse 12. The wicked desire the plunder of evil men, but the root of the righteous flourishes. An evil man is trapped by his sinful talk, but a righteous man escapes trouble. From the fruit of his lips, a man is filled with good things, as surely as the work of his hands reward him. The way of a fool seems right to him, but a wise man listens to advice. A fool shows his annoyance at once, but a prudent man overlooks an insult. A truthful witness gives honest testimony, but a false witness tells lies. Restless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. Listen, my sisters and brothers, to the word of the Lord. Continuing, verse 20. There is deceit in the hearts of those who plot evil, but joy for those who promote peace. No harm befalls the righteous, but the wicked have their fill of trouble. The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in men who are truthful. A prudent man keeps his knowledge to himself, but the heart of fools bursts out folly. Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in slave labor. An anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up. A righteous man is cautious in friendship, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. The lazy man does not roast his game, but the diligent man prizes his possessions. In the way of righteousness, there is life. Along that path is immorality. Hallelujah for your word. Let your word penetrate us, Jesus. Let your word come out amongst the evilness, dear Father, that's in our minds, that's in our spirit, that it may have been around us all day. May your word that you have chosen for this time, may it go inside of our minds today. May it cover up any bad thoughts. May it, our eyes start to see things differently from what we have. Jesus, we thank you for your word. I have just presented to you God's word, Proverbs 12, the entire chapter of 12. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the word. Well, sisters and brothers, again, we're going to follow our norm, and we're going to start with a song that God has put on our heart. We're going to sing our word into his praise and out. Thank you, Lord. Today's song, it was just really something how God just sets things just right there. I know, I hope this blessed the one. I know it will as much as it blesses me. Because today, again, we're going to, our topic is we're going to push. We're getting prepared. So go ahead and get yourself comfortable. Get your war battle on, and let's get ready. We're going to push. How many times do I go against your will? And still you love me, but yet I still turn around and do the things I shouldn't do, 'cause I'm in love with you. And I know you see me through. Lord, I know I take advantage of your grace on this Christian race. But still I hear you calling my name. Hallelujah. How many times do we find ourselves going against God's will, and still He loves us. Hallelujah. And he forgives us. And he brings us through those struggles and trials when we know we've done wrong. And yet we make promises to him, or we start out with good intentions, and it still leads us back around to doing the things again and again and over and over. And then we say that we love him. And then we get back into a situation, and that's where we end up at now. As on last evening, we was talking about being down. The secret of getting back up. When we have made the choices that has put us in that situation, now we have fallen, but we have to learn to get back up. Because if we listen, we can still hear God calling our name. We know that it's time that he saved our loved ones. He's brought our kids from the things that was turning them against the family, against themselves that they did not even see. He's went into hospital rooms and healed all the sick. He's watched over us as our kids was at school and all the things that have been going on in the schools. He still brought ours back home to us. That's him calling our name. That's him showing his love for us. So where we're at now, we just need to stop and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We need to confess. Remember last evening we were speaking of looking in that mirror, starting with yourself and saying, self, pointing out to yourself the things that you know is not of God. We got to get this thing in line with the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're moving right along. I see we have a caller on line one. Welcome. We welcome you. Welcome. Jump in at any time. Anytime. We're going to go and we're going to do, again, we're going to push tonight. Is anybody out there that got something they need to push? Someone's got a problem that's been weighing them down. You've tried to push it with your physical hands. And it may have even looked like it moved a little bit. But then when you turn back around, you see that it's doubled on you. Oh, but God has a word for you tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody wants to push tonight. We found the key to push. We found the key to push. Hallelujah. We're going to pray until something happens. We're going to pray until something happens. That directional, and when you pray and something starts to happen, when you see it move this time, you don't have to worry about when you turn back around it's double, because you're going to get double blessings each time. Just keep praying. That's why the enemy tries to throw you off guard. That's why he tries to get up and flash all kind of different signals in your face. Anything to get your eye back over on whatever the problem started as, whatever knocked you down to start with. He wants to keep you there. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Some sister, I see you right now. I know that you feel it. You have it right now. Something's going on. Brother, you that just listening and you don't even know you was going to be listening tonight, but right now, just stop for a minute and just think it is something that's been holding you down too long. The enemy wants you to believe that you have to stay there. That the more he tells you, every time you try, it doesn't do you any good. Every time you think you're getting ahead, you fall backwards. You land right back up here with me again. But hallelujah, tonight we're going to start on a new pathway. God has a word for his children. Remember, work the word. The word will work if you work it. Hallelujah. 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 Before we get too far gone, let's just start. Caller one, why don't you introduce yourself to us? Atlanta?
Am I calling one?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Barbara Harwell. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, all right. God bless you, sister. God bless you. You know anything about pushing tonight?
Yes, I know about pushing, praying, and waiting.
Hallelujah. Say it again. You said pushing, praying, and waiting.
Oh, I was waiting. I think it is push, pray, until something happens. I'm sorry, but I put waiting in there because as I was sitting here thinking, I thought about the topic the other day when I first heard it, and I thought about the things that I've been going through in my life. And I thought about, it took me back when my husband first got cancer in 2001, and I began to pray. And just pray and pray and pray and beg God for a healing. And while I just had to continue to, I started out just praying for him and for a healing, and then I had to turn it around and pray for the both of us to even just to keep praying and pushing our way through no matter what was going to happen. And then to wait on God for an answer. That's where I got to wait. Or to wait until something happens.
Amen.
That's where I can't talk about this long because I get teary-eyed, and I think about how we did. We prayed and we pushed and we prayed some more and we pushed some more and we prayed and we stood still and waited on God and stood on the word of God and prayed some more and cried and prayed and waited and waited and waited, and then God began to reveal his goodness to us. And then he began to talk to me and told me how things was going to work out and how things, the doctors was going to change their mind on some things, and I just began to, and how, the most of the thing, how he presented it to me to give to my husband, because my husband was very scared, but I could not just give him the diagnosis of any illness or whatever it was, just give it to him like the doctors gave it to me. God gave it to me a different way to give it to him, and we just waited. Stood on God's word, and then after he died, I often said, God, what happened? But he said, Barbara, I told you I was going to heal him. Whether it be on that side or on this side, I healed him.
Hallelujah.
So I waited. I waited. So that's, guess that's where I got the push, pray, and wait.
Hallelujah.
I waited and waited and waited.
Hallelujah. It's something to howl that God will put in your heart what you need for your time. Something happened for you was your waiting period. Through that waiting period, and then he had to show you. Where we're saying, you know, he's going. God is saying, my child is coming. He's excited. We get excited when visitors come to us, too. And that's exactly praying to something happens. That was your wait time. He has it on your heart to that wait. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. Like you also, we all need a daily wisdom and love from each other. That's what it is together. It's together. You said together, you and he pray together. Can you imagine not being on the same accord and going through a situation like that? But you knew that through it all, you would never in that furnace by yourself. It was you, your husband, and your Lord. Now, I'm not counting all your friends and family that were standing with you. But together, you still there. You prayed and you prayed and you prayed. I personally know the situation. So I know that he kept the faith. I know that he loved his Lord. I know that he never doubted that wherever he was going to be, that he was safe in the arms of the Lord. That's that weight. That's that weight that you're feeling. Being a good waiter is being a good warrior. Warriors have to wait. We have to wait. Being a good, strong warrior. God is waiting right now on us. He's waiting on someone right now to turn from the wickedness that they're doing right now. God is still waiting. His mercy is sitting there, saying, where I'm at. Somebody is crying right now in a situation. Somebody is saying, God, where are you? Somebody is crying right now because they don't have the understanding why their loved one is sick, why their child has just went to prison, why their child has ran away, why is their marriage over. Right now, God said, I'm still right here. I'm waiting on you. I've had to wait in the back of the line while you sought out different things, but I've been here the whole time. I'm waiting on you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. But again, we need each other. We need each other. And I like another thing you said there, and you can jump in on that anytime you want to, but you don't stop waiting. You don't stop praying. You don't stop believing. Never stop believing. It's so easy when situations get in front of us like that, and especially when you get, we spoke on last evening about a doctor who went through, who was evil and had different things running, evil thoughts, negative thoughts going through his mind, but he got his license, whether he cheated to get it or however he got it, not of Christ, but he's still a doctor. Whether he made F all the way through med school or what, he's still a doctor. So we know that everybody is not going to be the one that is of God to be doctoring on us. So they're not going to be the ones that can come and tell us and have compassion for us. They see every patient as just another patient. They see every situation as just another situation. Oh, I do this, I do that. Oh, nope, it's nothing else I can do. So we know that even as the doctors was there, if you hadn't had the compassion to hear from Christ, to feel from Christ, Sister Barbara, somebody would have ran back to their loved one and gave it to them just the same way that that doctor gave it out to you. But what strength in the Lord that he had to pick you up and carry you at the time to give you more strength that you could had to try to understand what they're telling you. Hold on to that for a minute. What a shock. The way they're delivering it to you, you got to get over that part, and then you got to be able to lay all of that down and put on a smile, put on your gentleness, your meekness, and go back and present it to your husband in a different form. That's something a lot of people can't do. You have to be in connection with the Lord in order to receive that kind of understanding, to receive that kind of peace.
It was a mighty walk, and I constantly think about it. You know, I think about it daily.
Hallelujah.
I think about everything, about how it started and how the doctor's son was nice, son was cruel. Because my husband never knew they was cruel. They was cruel. They was cruel, but...
And right now, look at the ministry you have to somebody who's in that hospital now. Somebody now needs to hear.
I look at it and I talk to God. I said, God, I lost the battle. I lost the battle, God. I did everything to save my husband. But then I know that God get the glory, though. God. It's so hard sometimes. I think about how he in that hospital. It just bit me, Barbara. I couldn't do nothing. Couldn't do nothing for him.
Yeah. You know, sister, what it is you need? We were speaking about this the last few nights here about our emotions. Because Satan, the enemy, knows that victory is won. So he can't rejoice. So all he has to show before you is all the pain. All he has that he is setting before you is all of the things that you, the suffering. But he knows. He knows that victory is there. He knows that the joy that he's at, he would rather, Isaiah to have stayed here and been constantly wrapped in pain day by day. That's why he reminds you of it. That's why he keeps showing it to you. That's why he keeps telling you what you lost. Why didn't you save him? He's trying to tell you. But he knows that if he ever get that where you can move that out of the way, push, keep praying on this thing. Keep praying on it. Because when that thing actually starts moving and you stop and think back the next time he puts something there, the suffering, think about the first time you met him. When he starts showing you something about the pain, think about the first time that he made you laugh. Think about the moment that you held his hand and you said, I do. Thinking about the way that he used to call your name, Baba. Think about the joy that he used to give. Think about the food that made him the happiest. Think about something that brought him joy. Think about the kindness that this man showed. And then think about, we are made of God's image. So now if he's able to be that kind in this world, if he's able to keep that kind of joy when all of the things we see that are going on around us in this world, hallelujah, I know why Satan don't want me to see the joy. Think of the victory and the joy that he's having on that side. For a short time, we're all going to meet back up again together. We're going to pick this thing up on another thing. We're all going to meet back up on together. But just for peace and just for power, we have to pray. So in just now, we're gonna. Of course, we're never going to stop believing. We're praying for our future. We're praying for comfort. We're going to pray for more understanding. We're going to pray for more joy. We're going to pray for the peace to just flood your heart. And I just feel the Holy Spirit saying right now to as many pictures as you have, he's saying to find some old pictures. Get way back in the day. Get a picture when you and him first got together. Get a picture of him looking at you. Get a picture when you did something. And post them up. Put them up. Don't let it have to be a time that when you're feeling in your grief and then you need to go find one. But put them up that even on your happy moments, it's even happier when you see this. Make it a part of your day just to wake up and see the smile of your husband. Because he's still smiling. He's still smiling. Because he knows he can't wait to see the day. He's going to be with you again. He's going to be with you again. But let's take just a second before we continue, and let's do what the topic says. Let's pray, because with prayer, immediately something's going to start to happen. Hallelujah. Something's going to start to move. Something's going to start to break. So in the name of the Father, our Creator, you know all about us, dear Father. You said that you know the plans that you have for us. Dear Father, whether we have it, we think we have it all in our minds or how it's going to go, you have the plans for us. Dear Father, you said that we can bring all of our requests to you, Jesus. Oh, we humbly come towards you, Jesus. We bow down our heads and we come to you, Jesus, and we bring our sorrows. You know our hearts. You said when we're sad, you're sad. You know our grief, dear Father. You know our pain. You know our suffering, dear Father. Hallelujah. And I know your word said that you have assigned angels to stand and be guarded around the mind of Sister Barbara and all other wives and husbands, mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, who are going through the same grief that this sister is going through right now. Dear Father, you said that he can show her pictures, but he can't touch her. Dear Father, you said that your angels are camped around her. Dear Father, we know battles. We know wars. Let us start to see ourselves surrounded by our protecting angels. Satan, in the name of the Father, we denounce you right now. You have no place in our lives. We push you out of our minds. We push you out of our thoughts. We push you out of our homes. We push you out of our jobs. Oh, and we pray against any evil thoughts that you have set up against anyone in any situation of this sort. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you said that when we pray, when we believe it, we shall receive it. And this is a constant prayer. We're not going to stop praying. We're going to pray morning, noon, and night. In the name of the Father, amen. I invite you to join us, Women in Power Organization, which I am the National Regional 1 Chaplain for the state of Texas, and then I'm the president for the City of San Antonio chapter. On Wednesday mornings and Friday mornings, anyone who is wanting to fast with us, we do breakfast on Wednesday mornings. You can do breakfast on Friday morning fast also, or you can do either or, either or. But I invite you to get into it. And when you fast, will you keep on your minds and your hearts, Sister Barbara? Will you keep her name wrote on your lips? Will you push the enemy? Will you push him out of her mind? Will you do that for me, sisters and brothers? While you're doing that, will you look around your neighborhood? Will you look at somebody that you're seeing is distressed? It may be somebody personally that you know have lost a loved one. Can you include their name in your fast, in your prayer? Can you not just stop right now and say, oh, poor Sister Ella, oh, poor Brother John? Can you really let's do something about this? Can we push this thing? Can we go forward today and push? Whatever we do, let's not stop fighting. Fighting for our families. Fighting for our peace. Fighting for our happiness. Fighting for our joy. And we'll never stop praying. We'll never stop praying. I looked up and just looking at the word pray. You know, pray, it just means an earnest appeal. We come to you earnestly, Lord. We have an earnest appeal. You left us here for some reason. You left us here for some reason, and you want us to be of joy. You want us to be of happiness. Your word said, and we believe your word. And again, if we believe the beginning of the word, we believe the end of the word. And so we have to believe everything in the middle. We believe your word, Jesus. Your word said that I come that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly. So we believe. We believe that Jesus made eternal life and for us. We want to have it more abundantly. And that's what this is all about. That's why we come on this talk radio. That's why we pull up organizations. That's why we stay in prayer. That's why we get into our churches. That's why we commune with one another. As I said earlier, sisters and brothers, we may never see each other face to face. But we have a God. We have a connection. We have someone who loves us that we're made from. He created us all. You loving him loving me loving him, back to you. It's a continuous thing. When you're down, I'm down. God said when we're happy, he's happy. And vice versa. So if my sister is down, I'm down. If you're grieving, I'm grieving. And we're going to keep our mind off of that and on to him. Continue to pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We get encouragement from just being with people, people from a variety of backgrounds and variety of interests. We get encouragement when we find out that other people just care about us, that other people are going through things too. That's why we have the call-in line. I invite you again. Call in. The number is 646-652-4916. I also want to say, even the ones who don't get a chance to call in, I do see when I get a, I see that you're in my chat room. Praise the Lord for you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the word. Take the word. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Work the word. How helpful it is to listen to the wisdom of other Christians. You ever sat and talking to an older Christian and you get just get the wisdom of there?
Amen.
Just the wisdom. That's that. Sit back and just eat it up. Just that meekness, the peace, and the things that they went through and still looking strong, got a smile on their face.
Mm-hmm.
They're not bitter. That's what we're trying to get to. And once we figure out how we get through it one time, well, that's how we get through everything. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then it's also exciting if we flip that over and get to talk to, enjoy the exuberance of our young Christians who they are just on fire and they're just, you know, forget tradition and they're tired of that. They just want the Lord. Move the gossip out of the way, the lying out of the way. Move the sitting in church, amen, amen, hallelujah, getting on the phone and talking about someone. Move it out of the way. They're pushing this thing. They're coming into it with a push. They're coming into it with a push. Forget about the situation where every day we're praying for the same thing. My toe is still hurting. I'm praying for this. I'm praying for that. But have you ever listened to some of the testimonies from some of our sisters and brothers over in other countries who are less fortunate than us? They're praying for a leg to grow where there's nothing there. And they believe in that it's going to happen. They plan for sight to come for a child who's never been able to see. And they have enough faith to believe that it's going to happen. All my sisters and brothers, that's what I'm talking about. They're pushing. They're pushing that thing. Exuberance. Hallelujah. We need to start diving and getting a little bit from here and a little bit from there, a little wisdom over here, a little exuberance from the youth, and put that thing together. See where it lands us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What a comfort to receive encouragement.
Yes.
And we're able to, with that encouragement, we can help others when they're in need, help ourselves when they're in need. Because a family is not just my four and no more. And the old saying says, of course, a family that prays together stays together. That's true. You all are my family. Jesus even said that. The ones who honor and glorify and praise and worship my Father, that is my family. So as we come together to worship God, and we learn from his word, we develop a common bond. Sisters and brothers, all the mothers and fathers that are listening,
yes,
all the children, as we come together, it strengthens us. It strengthens our neighborhood. It strengthens our families. It strengthens our workplace, our churches. We get answers to things. Answers begin to be revealed to not just one, but to the whole body that's been praying on it. Answers just begin to be revealed to questions. We do. We have a great benefit by being in a commitment with Jesus Christ. When we totally commit our lives, our requests, whatever they are, he said, not just if I'm hungry, I can bring that to him. Not just if I'm lonely, I can bring that to him. I don't have to lash out at you. I don't have to lash out at you just because I got a problem that I can't talk about today. Because I can bring that to the cross too. Hallelujah. Even the woman who had different mysteries or different ones that she was with. She could still bring that to the, she could still find the father. She couldn't even have her own town. She waited before she went to draw her water each day until the late evening after everyone had left because she was being ostracized. But do you notice she wasn't sinning by herself? She had, it took two for her to sin with. And they said she was sinning with many people. But they, she was talked about, ostracized. And at that same well is where she met Jesus. Hallelujah. What a release it is. Because somewhere deep inside of her, she, her spirit had to be saying, I want this to be over. I want to be able to get back into union with people. We need each other. What a release when God released her. She couldn't stop following him. She followed him then from there on. She couldn't stop following him. Something happened. A change came. That's a benefit of being in a commitment with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's an honor just to be in his presence. We thank him, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And sister, did you have...
Huh?
Come on, talk to me. What you got? Hallelujah. You know, we look around and we look at the news. We see it's many situations right here that need prayer.
Oh, prayer, yes. It's like
people need the Lord.
In Chicago, 32 people in 1 weekend got killed. Whole family of 5, someone broke in on them and killed them in Chicago. And even down here in Atlanta today, because there's always something going on down here, even in Atlanta today, I guess a husband and wife or fiancé and wife or something was arguing down in the heart of town, and the husband, this is about the second time this has happened, downtown near CNN building, the husband held the wife down and shot her dead today, and then turned the gun on himself. There's always something to pray for.
Deception leads to death. We spoke about the other day about building a mountain of lies, and you feel like you're getting higher and higher. Well, you think you've got away with something. You think that, okay, well, I covered this lie with that lie, and, you know, we said you can fool even the ones closest around you that love you the most. Some of the time, you can fool the rest of them all of the time, but you can never fool God. You can never fool God. Deception leads to death. Sin kills. The wages of those sins is death. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever it is, that's exactly why with the song that we went back, how many times do we go against his will? And still he loves us, but still we turn around and do the things that we know we shouldn't do. Because we want to have fellowship with him. Because we know that he is the only one that can see us through. Because we realize that as many fatalities that we have saw on TV just today, just this week, we also realize that there are thousands or more that Satan tried to take out that couldn't take out because of the mercy of God. His mercy, his protection, somebody's prayers.
Yes.
Somebody don't know why they're still alive. Somebody's not even going to, once they are healed, would not even give God the glory. That's why I thank you right now, Jesus, for those who never will thank you. I praise you for those who won't take our time to praise you. I magnify you for those who won't even magnify you. I glorify you, Jesus, for those who would get up and say, I was a strong person. I am the one who stood back up. I wasn't ready to die. So I decided I'm going to get up out of this hospital bed. I decided I'll walk again when the doctor said I wouldn't. But hallelujah, I pushed that out of the way. I pushed that out of the way. Because I know that it was you who sealed that forgiveness for the mother who said she would never forgive her child. It was you who sealed that understanding for the child said that they would never understand why did their parents let them go through that. It was you who healed that relationship when that child had went through so much abuse. It is you who watched over that house, mine, and the rest of us while we slept during the night. We can lock a lock, but when it is time for us to go, that lock can't hold death. So we should be getting ourselves ready, getting our house in order. Because
yeah.
don't let God catch you with your work undone.
Right.
You know, in Noah's days, they said, you know, you're crazy. No, he's not coming. You've been preaching this for the longest. You've been building on this ark for the longest. But God had said, sent his word, said, I'm coming. I'm coming. People, as he came then, he said, the flowers may fade, the grass may wither, but his word will remain the same.
That's right.
Heaven and earth will fade away, but his word will never change. Sisters and brothers, this is your time. Mm-hmm. Listen to the word. The word is here for you. God has a word for you today.
Yes, yes, yes.
He is coming. He came and he will return. He is coming. Hallelujah. When is your time? When is my time? How do I know? I don't know. The Bible says no man knows.
No man knows.
No man knows the day or the time that God is going to return. But he guaranteed us. He said, just like a thief in the night, I'm going to return for you, my sister, my brother. He's coming. He's coming. Whether you're ready, whether you're not, the people that we hear about that is gone, woke up this morning, just like you and I. If we're listening now, we woke up this morning. No one, they didn't prepare to not return tonight. They didn't prepare that it would be over in the manner that it was. We know not the time. Why not take this time? Why not choose today as your day? That at least you're going to start to push some stuff out of the way. Someone, God has been speaking to you for a long time now. He's been warning you about something, some habit in your life. It's something that you're digesting in your system, something that you're putting in your system yourself. He's been talking to you about it. And he keeps telling you that's going to kill you if you don't stop. He keeps telling you each and every time that you go and try to do it again, but now before you do it, you think, but you're not strong enough to prevail. The enemy is taking control. He's reminding you of what you feel like once you do this, and you're continuing to do it. But you still can't get that thought out of your head. That you feel death is going to come from this thing that you're doing. I don't know who I'm talking to, but the God is using my mouth to speak to you today. He has a word for you today.
Amen.
Today is your day.
Amen.
Choose this day. Choose this day. Start to push that thing aside. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heed the word of the Lord. Somebody's lived too long with anger in their heart,
yeah,
continuously.
Continuous.
Somebody's had that reputation too long. Mm-hmm. Don't mess with me.
Amen.
Don't fool yourself to think that your anger impresses the Lord. Don't take a word or a couple words from the Bible and say, well, God got anger. He had anger. He got angry. Because he tells us. Don't let the night go down. Don't let the darkness come down on your anger. Don't you go to that bed tonight, tossing and turning. Because Satan will set up a workshop and he'll do some building by the time you wake up. By the time you wake up, he'll be on build some stuff on you. Don't do it. Don't think that you're guaranteed to wake up. And don't fool yourself into thinking that if you should go, that you're going to be received with the anger and all the things that you still have on you. We are made of dirt. He created us from that. That's why we have to shower so regularly. Don't think for one moment that this flesh can take all the stress that you're putting on it day after day after day. Because after a while, you're fine. You'll start looking for something to get upset about. You will push your joy so far in such a corner that you can't find it. Your sunlight is not shining for you anymore. When it does shine, you complain, it's too hot on me today. When it starts to rain and your crops haven't grown because it's so dry, then you complain, it's too wet on me today. Take each day for how God gives it to us. And if he allows us to wake up and be a part of that day, let's enjoy and say, God, this is your day. When I set my feet on the floor when I wake up, I said, God, you gave me, woke me up another morning, so I give this day right back to you. I want to do what in this day you want me to do. I want to be pleasing in your eyesight today. 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 I don't care if I feel like getting up or not. I don't care if I stayed up too late and I'm tired and I don't care how I feel. You woke me up.
Amen.
I know I can lean on you to push me in and take me where I need to go. And it never fails. It never fails. But the moment that I get up and start caring that I don't feel like going, I don't this, then that's the way my day will go. I will take that all through my day. It's guaranteed. Check yourself about the next time. See at the end of your day. Just tally it all up when you're doing your self-examination. See did it not turn out just the way that you started that day out.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Sisters and brothers, every day, I've never opened a paper that has no obituaries. Every day. I've never went into a hospital that somebody didn't pass away that day.
Amen.
Today could be your day. Tomorrow is not promised to us. We all got some things that we need to push out of the way.
That's right.
Why not start today? Let's start to push some of that thing. Don't think that it's going to miraculously, you took years to put on 200 pounds. If that's the thing that you're pushing on tonight.
That's right.
Don't think that you're going to push one night and it's going to miraculously be over tomorrow.
Amen.
Don't get depressed because this time next week you only lost 2 pounds.
I do.
When you got 198 more to go.
Oh,
the same way that you push those two, believe that the other 198 is going to, they take the same method, the same push. The same push. Some weeks you're going to be stronger. You're going to push 5 pounds. Some week you're going to have to pray. You're going to have to call on the line and say, Evangelist Vaughn, I need some more prayer. I need some more pushing.
Mm-hmm.
We're available to push with you. But the thing is, something is happening every time you push.
Mm-hmm.
That's prayer. Something is happening, whether you see it or not. Until one day you start to put on those pants and you see a little looseness around the waist. You walk into your office and somebody say something's different.
Yes.
You're losing a little something.
Amen.
Something is happening. The same way that something positive is happening and losing that weight till you get to that goal.
Amen.
If you take it and reverse that thing, if you start a negative action today and tomorrow you put a little bit more to it, instead of pushing it away, you're pulling it. And when you pull that thing to you, the same way that you've got the final result doing positive, you're going to get the final result doing negative. If you're eating more and more and more and more and more each day, a year from now, you're going to see the negative results of that. If you're lying today, tomorrow, you've started an affair that you determined today that will not get out of hand. You determined that you know how to lie to your boss about the supplies that you're loading up your truck with every day after he leaves. You're determined that you know that you've paid off everyone that needs to be paid off at your school when you go back in and get into the computers to get the copy of the essays and the exams. Negative actions lead to negative results day after day, every time, each and every time. But we thank you, Jesus, for your word. We thank you, Jesus, for showing us, opening our eyes, giving us insight on how it's going to be. It is today as it was yesterday, as it is tomorrow. It's not going to change. God doesn't change. I invite everyone to take some time after we have started pushing, which is today. Remember, this is our day, today.
Amen.
When we push this one thing out of the way, we're going to push some more. Some of us are stronger than others.
Mm-hmm.
You can push on yours while you're looking, and you can help your sister, your brother push. I just feel that word keep coming back to anger.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is delighted with the anger.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says, my mother was like this. Somebody says, my father was like this. But tonight I invite you to look higher than your earthly mother or father. I invite you to look way back to the beginning. Let's go to Abba, Father. Let's go to Abba, Father. Let's go to the Creator. Let's go to the Master. Let's look at his example that he set. Look at the example that God said, I love you so much, I'm going to step down and give you a piece of myself.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to walk where you're walking. I'm going to show you examples of how this is going. Let's take that. Let's not just pick up our Bible out of the back window of our car as we're going into the building to sit there and complain because they're going for 2 hours instead of 1.5, for 3 hours instead of 2. And then we take it back out, and the pastor says, open the word, and let's go to this here, and we look at that with him for a minute. We don't really read along with him. We're just listening to him. You can have a seat, and our Bibles are closed until the next time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when something goes down in our life, we don't have any word. We don't have anything to stand on. We don't have a weapon. We're confused. Now our emotions have taken part. We spoke about yesterday. We got a situation, and we don't know which weapon to pick up. They just told me that I'm sick, but I'm over here praying for patience. I don't need to be praying for patience when I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
I need another weapon. I need a miracle. I need a healing. I need a deliverance. We got our weapons mixed up. We're confused about the word. We remember part of something that we heard. We don't know if that's what's going to fit our situation or not. So we just take it because we panic and we just start praying that word. That may not be the word for this situation. We have got to take it up on ourselves to want to get in there, to want to understand, to want to be accountable for our lives, our families. The best present you can give your child is to be a praying mother and a praying father. The Bible told us, King Solomon, he said, train a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And as we look around with so many young people involved in drugs and occult, immorality, other crises, it's a blessing when we look at ours and see, thank you, Jesus. They either not there, we prayed them out of there, we're praying for them not to get there, we're praying for yours to come out of there. It's a blessing and an honor to be able to have praying families. That's the best gift you can give your child. What better foundation for a happy, productive life can you offer your child? What better foundation can you offer your marriage? And I say there's no greater fool than an old fool. Look at the ones that are out, older generations, still out corrupting the youth, telling the youth, no, this is how you really should do this. No, remember, let me tell you, back in the day, we did this and that. Your feet are pointed in front of you. It's not to keep taking you backwards. Don't be afraid to move forward. Don't be afraid to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And for every child that you turn on the wrong pathway, God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. And don't think mothers. I feel that the enemy is telling some mother, some father, you walked out and left your child. Grandmother had to raise them. Neighbors had to raise them. Fathers, you turned your back on your family. You still have an opportunity today to start anew. Start anew. We talked about the timetable. It may take time to get back in the good grace of those loved ones. But take that stand. Be man enough. Be woman enough to pick up the phone. Someone's waiting to hear your voice. Whether they cry on the other end, whether they're silent on the other end, you pushed shame out of the way and did what you needed to do by picking up that phone. You pushed fear back into a corner, told the angels to hold on to it, get it out of your way, because you're going to do what needs to be done today. You pushed the fact, well, I'm behind on my child support. If I go around, the police may get me. We got to stand up for what is right. Pick up that phone. It's more important, the relationship with your child. It's more important. It's more important to bring it to the altar, whatever it is. He said, bring all of your requests to me. Hallelujah. And remember, children, as these injured parents come back in and try to enter into your sector, remember, have an open heart. God is a forgiving God. God is a loving God. God is a wonderful God. God is a patient God. Hallelujah. And he's not through with any of us yet. He's not through with any of us yet. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. There is still time.
Mm-hmm.
There is still time. I don't care how old your child is.
Mm-hmm.
There is still time. You may miss the raising of that child. But no child who has a parent can say, well, I just don't need them. Even in their heart, they may say that. But pick up the phone. They just may need you just to be a friend. They just may need to maybe going through something that you've already been through and have successfully came through with victory. They may need to hear that from you. You may be their light for the pathway that they're running down the wrong way. They may not can receive that from anyone else but you. You may be the one. Take the time. Today is your day to push, push until something happens. Prayer is your force. Prayer is that magnetic force that pushes these things out of the way. I thank you, Jesus, for our patience. Thank you for being patient with me. Thank you, Jesus, for your forgiveness. If you had not forgiven me for some of the things that I've done, I thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me for some of the things I've thought. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for your grace. For all of the sisters and brothers that are behind prison walls, where are you at? So could we have been.
That's right.
It's nothing that we've done so magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
It's God's grace. Some praying grandmother, some praying mother laying on her face. It's the prayers that pulls us through.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. And again, it is people behind prison walls that are more freer than you and I may be sitting in a house.
That's right.
Our minds got us in prison.
Mm-hmm.
What mind?
Amen.
We got so many deceptions going on that we're in prison.
We're in prison.
We're coming out and going to job with one way. We're coming back home, locking doors. And we're perverted. We're doing devious things to even our own children.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Today is your day.
That's right.
Today is your day. Set up. Look at yourself in the mirror. Do that self-examination. Some of the things may make you cry. You may not realize how hard it is to admit to yourself what you're doing to someone,
right.
What you're doing to yourself, how you're running somebody's life because you get upset.
Oh.
So you beat down your wife.
That's
the
right.
Wife, you get upset. So you go cheat on your husband.
That's
or beat
right.
Your
right.
Husband. Or you allow one of your kids to be molested or abused in any way. Because you don't like that child's father, and this child looks like the father. He reminds you of the father. Every time you see him, you remember how dirty he was. And so do what you got to do with her. Oh, she asked for it anyway. He asked for it anyway. Stop putting labels on our children. Oh, I could tell from a lot when he was a child, he wasn't going to be nothing.
Wasn't going to be nothing.
Stop labeling our children. Oh, yeah, honey, he acted like he was gay from a child. Did you see the way she was? I knew that from a little girl. Stop telling her that. Stop telling her that.
It's true.
God labels us as his loved children.
Mm-hmm.
He loves us. We have been trusted for a little time to take care of his little ones.
That's
and
right.
To raise them up, instill in them the need and the desire to come back to him. And we are going to be held accountable for these things, mothers and fathers,
yes.
Guardians and grandmothers, sisters and brothers. We're going to be held accountable for these things. Today is the day. Don't put off today for tomorrow. Tomorrow might be too late.
Too late.
Tomorrow might be too late. What epitaph would you have on your headstone? I don't care how beautiful it is. Absent of the body is present with the Lord.
Present with the Lord.
You're not going to have time to get your stuff together then. Absence of the body is presence with the Lord. And if you look around you right now, you see many people. We all know somebody who's absence of their body right now. They're walking around in dazes. They can't think for themselves. A drug has pulled them over into another situation. Our stress of life has just, they just blanked out. They're in something else. Are we even got those who are have decided that it's too much going on? They split up. They say, no, this is too much for this one to handle. Hold on for a minute. Let me look inside and pull out another personality. Okay, that one, let me pull out another person. I have a personality for every day. Hallelujah. We are blessed. But nobody, I don't care what your situation is, schizophrenia, you can have multiple personalities, you can be, do you know that Saul, who turned into what Paul later was renamed, you know he was a martyr, you know he was a murderer? Do you know? Do you know that God even worked with Paul, with Saul, and he changed Saul so much, he had to change his name. He said, you're a new creature now. You're a new creature in Christ. The things you used to do, you don't want to do anymore. The places you used to go, running behind Christians to persecute them, stone them, you don't want to do anymore. Now you are that Christian. Today is your day. I don't care what your problem is. You said, but you don't know what I've done, evangelist. You don't know the road that I've been traveling down. You don't know how my mother and my father raised me. You don't know what my situation is. That I don't, but this I do. There is somebody else that's still worse off than you.
Yeah, it is.
After a while, and I've been here for a while, after a while, your situation really can't be too shocking to me. Because it's so many things out there. It's not too many new things. Your situation is no worse. But I'll tell you this, straight from the Lord, God's arms is not too short that they can't reach inside of your mind and bring you back around. God's arms is not too short that they can't reach around you and hold you when that's all you ever needed is to be held or to love on you. And like in Song of Songs, show you how precious you are in his sight.
Yes, Lord.
Someone needs to just make that your fast this week. Instead of listening, jumping in the car and turning on whatever music that you usually listen to, when you jump in your car on the way to work this week, just start praying, God, show me, teach me how to see myself the way that you see me. Show me, Jesus. Let me feel you love on me today. Hallelujah. Let me move all of the cares that's going on around me out of the way. And just let me feel your love today, Jesus. I'm going to try to push this anger out of the way. I'm going to try to forget how I was abused over and over again.
Right.
I'm going to try to forget the lies that Satan told me that I would never be anybody. I would never go anywhere.
Never be
I'm going to try to forget the sad pictures that you throw before me. I'm going to try to move all of this and push this thing away. I believe, and I'm not going to stop fighting, because I know as more I push, things are happening, whether I see them or not. We can't see it, but the world is spinning around and around and around. Whether you believe it or not, it's happening. Whether you believe it or not, Jesus is coming back.
Yes, he
is. Whether you believe it or not, he is the beginning and he is the end. Whether believe it or not, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Whether you believe it or not. Whether you believe it or not. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We don't ever want to close without giving you an opportunity to surrender your heart to the Lord.
Yes.
If you're not for sure where you would wake up tomorrow.
That's right.
If you should die. If you think, but you're not for sure. Do you want to take that chance, my sister? My brother, is that the chance you really want to take? If you take that chance, your son will take that chance. If your son takes it, his son will take it. It's a generational thing. Why don't you be the one today to step forth and say, I break that. I break that barrier right now. I break that curse over my family right now. What harm can it take?
Amen.
You've tried drugs. You've tried liquor. You've tried talking to your friends. They told you business. The drugs are killing you inside. The liquor is turning you into someone that no one else can recognize anymore. Why not try Jesus? He's coming back for you. He sees all. He knows all. Don't forget about it. Don't forget about it. I feel it in my heart again. Forget about what you've done. Don't forget that he still can save you. You know what?
Sure
I can't explain God to you, but ask him to reveal himself to you. Only he can reveal. You're feeling that he can't forgive you because of what you've done.
Yeah.
Because you're relating him to man.
That's right.
Man. That's woman.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, oh, okay, I forgive you, until they get upset with you and they throw it back in your face.
That's right.
But that's not God. Let him reveal himself to you. The one who said that once you are forgiven, I would throw it in the sea of forgiveness and remember it no more. Let him reveal himself to you. The one who said that I am writing your name in the book of life.
Yes.
Let him reveal himself to you. The one who said, I will clean you up and use you to turn around and go get everybody else out of the gutter that was in there with you. That's the one. That's the one that we're talking about today. That's the one that we're going to be praying to today. That's the one that's going to help you with that push. That's the one that something's going to happen with.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would just repeat the words after me.
Mm-hmm.
Our Father, our Father, I believe and confess with my mouth that you, Lord Jesus, are the one and only God, and that you gave your only Son. You raised him from the dead. That through him we shall be saved. So we believe it.
We believe it.
We receive it. And God said, if you accept him and you believe him and confess with your mouth, he said, then you are saved.
Amen.
And if you've said that prayer with me, then you are saved.
You're saved.
Find a church that is preaching from the Bible, not just from man or woman's mouth, but it's preaching from every word that God stands on that he's given to you.
Yeah.
Find somewhere. Pray about where you should go. In the meantime, you need prayer. Remember the call-in line. It's 646-652-4916. I would love to pray with you at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just to remind you, there are organizations all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
One in particular, we have Women in Power, Men in Power, Teen in Power. It's a prayer line where you can pick up the phone and just call. Have someone pray with you. You don't even have to give your name if you don't want to. That number for Women in Power is 605-990-0200. Again, 605-990-0200. And then the code that they're asked you to put in is 360777#. Again, 360777#. And someone will be on that line for you. It may be me. It may be another minister. It may be other sisters. People, for instance, an international prayer line. Women in Power, Men in Power, Teen in Power. If you get on the line and it's Teen in Power, they'll pray with you. If you get on the line and it's Men in Power, women, the men will pray with you. It doesn't matter. We're there for each other. We're there for each other. As always, it's been an honor. It's a pleasure. We sincerely want to be your friend here. We want to be your prayer partners.
Amen.
We enjoy reaching out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we welcome you to share the joy that we found through praying our way through situations, to find the peace that we have found through praying ourselves through situations. Our Bible references for today to take
mm-hmm.
with you are Proverbs 22:6,
mm-hmm.
John 10:10, 1 Peter 3:18,
mm-hmm.
Romans 10:9. We thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Remember, we are available even after we get off of the air. I do go to my chat line, my chat room. I am available there. If we need to talk even further after there, I'm willing to share my number, my personal number, so we can. Also, just to remind you, anyone who is interested, we are willing to send out different little index cards with prayer verses on there for whatever the situation is, because we encourage you to get them up around your house. Get the healing verses up. Get the verses up so you can see them. Put them in your car. Whenever Satan tries to put that on, that emotion in you, you got something. You don't have to wear, oh, now I'm sad, now I'm happy, now I'm down, and where's the word? We need to keep our weapon with us. Remember, we want to keep our minds, our helmet of salvation, with our breastplate of righteousness, our belt of truth, our shield of faith. The sword is the spirit of God's living word. We step into our boots of peace, and we pray for all of our sisters and brothers. And we bring all of our requests to the Lord. That's a beautiful thing, sisters and brothers. That's a beautiful thing. Pray until something happens. Please don't forget to check the schedule for our next segment for tomorrow, Saturday, April 26th. I think it's at 11 a.m. That is Central Time. And then you will see the segments for the later weeks. Remember, you can go back at any time and look at listen to any of the broadcasts before that's in the archive. You can download them to your iTunes. So you can, the information is with it. Get it. Listen to it again. Get it in your spirit. Get it in your soul. It's there for you. God has called up a time, you and I, in this time. He wants you to hear his word. Hallelujah. You can pick up a phone and hear the word. You can get on your computer and hear the word. God wants none of his children to perish. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We're in the last 5 minutes of the program, and we just want to say thank you, Jesus, for the word that you've given and may it touch the heart. May it penetrate the mind. May peace be brought up on each and every one of us, dear Father. Dear Father, we thank you for the joy that you're flushing in to our spirits right now. Thank you for the comfort, dear Father, that you're giving to the ones that are comfortless right now. Dear Father, we thank you for the ones that are lonely right now. Dear Father, I thank you, dear Father, for just being with them. Give them solitude, dear Father. Thank you, dear Father, for as they push the anger out, the ones may not even be willing to hear it, but the ones that's going to pray for those, push the anger out. We thank you, dear Father, that they don't let the enemy steal their opportunity for joy, and it comes back around in another form. We thank you, Lord Jesus. All we stand and agree, dear Father, with our sisters and brothers in every city, in every state, every country right now, the ones that are in the middle of wars and rumors of more wars, we stand together in peace for them right now, Jesus. Understanding for them, Jesus. In the middle of a war, but having peace. Peace beyond understanding. Oh, we pray for your city, Israel. We pray for Jerusalem. You said that the ones who love Israel, dear Father, you would bless those who bless Israel, and you would curse those who curse your love, Israel. We thank you, Jesus, for all the preachers and teachers that are called by your name, that are standing forth against all the mighty enemies that's against them, but doing the right thing, living the right way, giving your word, not their word, moving themselves and decreasing that you may increase, that your people may feel your power, may get your understanding. We thank you, dear Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want this night to end without stopping to give a special happy birthday. My little brother is 46 years old today. And so I guess I kind of told someone my age if he's 46 and my little brother. So I say happy birthday to my little brother. I have one under him, but he and I at the time used to do everything together. I mean, when we would take turns making mud pies together, and then we would play with the trucks together, and whatever we did together. Our kids are kind of lined up in the same age range. And so I just want to say, Reggie, I love you. God bless you. I know you're working hard trying to get that doctor degree. So continue with it. I hope you took some time out today just to celebrate and give God thanks for another year. We love you here. So again, for my little brother, one moment before I sing, or join with me, whoever wants, happy birthday.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Reggie. Happy birthday to you. God bless you. God bless you. Sister Barbara, got anything else you want to say?
No.
Well, we think.
No, I would just like to say I really enjoyed tonight. It lifted my spirits. I wasn't down or anything, but it sure did lift my spirits. You know, I'm not going to, I mean, it was very nice, very informative, very uplifting. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, thank you, Jesus. We give God all the praise.
Pray for me, you know.
Amen. All around the city, we enjoyed having you with us. Make sure that you come back at any time. I know it's kind of a late hour for you because you are an hour ahead of me, so I know that. But I thank God for your obedience and just staying in the Word, staying strong in the Word. Remember, you're never alone. Thou art with you. He said he would never leave you nor forsake you. And I haven't walked in your shoes, but I can imagine the size of the heaviness that it can be. But I can just rely on the word that he said even in those times, that the word will still work if we work it.
Yeah, that's right.
I remind everyone out there, sisters and brothers, to don't stop believing. Don't stop believing for our country. I know you may hear all the different things going on with all the political views and all of the mud that's been thrown. But don't stop believing for our future of this country. Don't stop fighting for your families. Don't stop fighting for the peace all around our countries.
Amen.
And that's our time for tonight. We love you. God bless you. Good night.